Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday, and I want to say God way is better Wednesday. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Father, thank you for another day and praising you. We thank you for the 6 years anniversary of the KMC call. We thank you for your plan that you lead us to rest, that you can restore our soul. We surrender, Lord. We surrender our brokenness to you and open our hearts to receive your healing in every area of our life. We thank you for allowing us, and thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Rutherford, for their vision, Lord, for this call. We thank you for Artists International, the DS De Leon family, for this beautiful opportunity. We are so thankful. We are thankful for the speaker about to download the information this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the TMC call listeners and the guests that join us this morning. We are praying for the sick and shut in. Oh, Lord, let me give you an update. I visited Marcella Brown, Mother Marcella Brown, last night. Boy, she had a smile, Lord. All I can say, we have to go and visit our elderly in the nursing home and the hospital room. Pray for the bereaved family this morning, Lord Jesus God. Oh, my God, pray for the bereaved family. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. Y'all go out and have a good day. And more importantly, share your product with somebody today. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, Minister Robbins, I can hear you. Take it away, and I love you. Have a great day.
I love you also. Thank you so much for greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And you also have a wonderful day. Good morning, good morning, good morning, sweet TMC family. My name is Minister Robin. I'm here in New Jersey, and along with Minister Cynthia and our entire family, we welcome you. We welcome you to the Master's Call. 6 years, praise God. So we are so glad that you are here to celebrate our anniversary, to celebrate all the great things God has done. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And if you want to find out more about us, we have a website address for you. It is www.themasterscall.net. There you can read our bios, you can read about what goes on the Master's Call. And again, let me just give that to you. It's www.themasterscall.net. We are standing on Psalms 88:13. Our scripture is, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have an awesome mission statement, and truly we are being enriched, enhanced, empowered believers as we begin our day. And the theme for us this year is through me, through you, God's glory is being seen. Also, we have an email address for prayer requests, praise reports, even if you just want to drop us a line so that we know what's going on and what you would like us to pray with you about. Our email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Artists International, now known as Artist Life, brought us together, brought many of us together. And we thank the Diaz de Leon family because we are a sold-out company unto the Lord and debt-free in the name of Jesus. You want to find out more about Artist Life? We have a call immediately following this call, and today is Wednesday, which is Awareness Wednesday. It is being hosted by our Diamond President, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. They're going to share about our products. They always bring one forward. So that number today is 712-770-4005. The PIN code 294-617-POUND. We know that we just had an awesome conference in Miami. Another one is coming up in February. I am truly planning on being there to give you hugs and kisses Well, right now it's about our anniversary. I know I'm going fast, but I'm going to bring one of our co-founders forward before we hear the message, because I know many of you may still want to shout out to us. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Mother Eagle, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Yes, I am. Good morning, TMC family. Again, happy anniversary to the Master's Call. We are just so excited and still ignited. Many of us are still in the overflow of Miami, but now, as Minister Robin just said, we are focused and firmly, faithfully celebrating this anniversary call. Again, thank you to you, Minister Robin, for hosting the call. A big thank you to Minister Cynthia Cox. It was so good hugging your neck, seeing you there in Miami. While we're waiting for our speaker to get on the line, we're going to do a few shout-outs. Didn't get a chance just to tell us in briefly, because we usually have the speaker up by 10 after. So we want to see within 1 minute, if you could come on, just hit star 6, then 1, and then just tell us what the Master's Call has meant to you. We are here to serve. Our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is on the line also. And we just want to announce to the heavens and really notify all of hell that God's hand is on our lives, on the Master's Call, and that this is a place, as I used to hear Bishop G.E. Patterson Sr. used to say years ago, come get your learning and still keep your burning. Come get a word from the Lord and be fired up to go out and be that minister in the marketplace. So if you want to give a shout out and you weren't able to do it yesterday, if you just hit star 6, then 1, it'll bring you into the queue, and then we can hear from you this morning, because we want the testimonies. When I say testimonies, help us realize that when we go through a test, others are praying for us, others are lifting us up, then we can give God the glory. Just hit star 6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. All righty, here's our co-founder. We want to give her another chance to speak again this morning. Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Silver Creek, Mississippi. Good morning.
Oh, I'm down here where the silver is running through the creek, and I'm trying to catch up with it. Good morning, Pastor V. I tell you, this is our anniversary, birthversary, and as Minister Tiffany Lauderdale said on yesterday. I just want you guys to know that yesterday I had an opportunity to give a testimony about our call. And when you say it, I mean, it really does something to hear somebody say, for 6 years, we have been praying every morning from 5 to 6, meaning somebody has been carrying this ball for 6 years, from a Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:30, every day. That is something. And the reason it was brought up was because, the conversation was just so negative. Lord, we just live in such a bad area, and ain't nobody praying, and the church is going to the dogs and all of this. And I said, excuse me. I am on a prayer call. Hey, glory to God that has been praying for 6 years. About the issues, and folks' lives have been changed. So we all must just chime in here and do our part. And so I just thank God for this call, you guys, because consistency and faithfulness are both rewarded by God. And I love you, TMC family. I thank God for you, Pastor V, and I am so excited to be a part of the Master's Call family. And with that, we are going to go right into the queue and get the next testimony for what this call has done for you over this past 6 years or however long you've been on the call. I love you. God bless you. Live super fantastically.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I don't see anyone else in the queue, and I had been waiting and I heard back from Pastor Chuck, not sure where he is or what happened, but you know me, we will keep it going, and hopefully we'll hear from him in just a moment, and if not, there's always a fresh word in our belly, a fresh water. But I do want to give just a few more seconds if anybody wants to come in. I see some numbers on the board who told me yesterday they didn't get a chance to speak. So I'm trying to give you your chance to come in so you don't call us later. But we know you appreciate us. We know you're here because God has touched your heart and has been ministering in you and through you. Well, let's go on and let me just share for a minute. And if he comes on, we'll definitely turn the call over because I am looking at the board. He has been in the music studio all night doing some recording. And so that's why I kept reminding him to make sure he didn't get caught up. God has blessed him so much. He's been having clients all the time. So he works during the day and does a studio all night. So kind of making it happen on both ends. But that's all right. God is still on the throne. Amen. Let me just talk for a few minutes because we are in the midst of this awesome, awesome celebration. And that we know that our God is faithful. And when God dropped into my spirit the message in 2016 through me, through you, God's glory is being seen. The glory of God, that's what I'm going to talk just briefly about, the glory of God being seen in you and me, the glory of God being seen in you and me. You know, it's great to wear our Jesus pin. It's great to have a dove on our car and the fish is a sign that says we love God. But what about the glory, the countenance of God being seen, the light of his glory when people who don't know Christ will walk up to you and say there's something about you. They don't know how to call it the Holy Ghost. They don't know how to call it the glory of God, but they know something is about you. Let's talk about where that really comes from. In 2016, we're about to knock on the door of November. This is the 26th day of October. We've been celebrating breast cancer all this month and the glory of God being seen through some survivors. We've been celebrating domestic violence this month. The glory of God being seen even when you're walking through the deepest and darkest valley of the shadow of death. The glory of God being seen when some have started celebrating a bully's day when children are being bullied, people being bullied for different reasons. With all of those things, do we pass the test and have a testimony of letting God's glory be revealed? Well, how does God's glory show up and show out in us and through us? How does the glory of God be revealed and shown in this world? Every day we use the line to be ministers in the marketplace, to go out and artist the world. And I've often thought sometimes that some of that Christianity, that phraseology may be foreign to some people. What does it mean to be a minister in the marketplace, to let the glory of God? What does it mean when you're on this TMC call and we're downloading the word of God into you each and every day? Do you just nibble on it, chew on it, then sit on it? Huh? And you're kind of fat and sluggish in the spirit because you're not going out into the world to let the glory of God be seen. See, I want to make it so visually clear to paint a picture with words. When we say the glory of God in you and me, some of y'all have watched those TV shows where it looks like, oh, all of heaven is behind them and the light is shining. Well, there ought to be a countenance of God that is shining out of us, that even to a natural eye, a naked eye, it can be seen. So how do you do that, Pastor D? What does that really look like? What do I have to do to be like I see other people who seem strong, who seem steady, who I know are sanctified in the Word of God, who that BBB are bold and they're balanced and they're out there making things better? That's when we're talking about the glory of God being seen. How do I anchor on this scripture, 1 John 4:4? Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. How is that glory kabod, the glory of God? I've often preached series and sermons on the weight of God's glory, the W-E-I-G-H-T, because it's a responsibility when the paraclete is inside us to let that light so shine. Well, let's talk about some practical ways this morning so that before we end 2016, if we hadn't been letting that glory be seen beforehand, we can start this day, this anniversary week, letting the glory of God being seen to us. Stop saying, well, let me get to somebody to pray because I need that glory. Stop saying, I got to call my mama because she's a prayer warrior, Pastor V, or some other prayer warriors. There's some glory inside of each and every one of us because the Holy Ghost is inside of each and every one of us. The ministering angels are around each and every one of us. We want to step up. Yeah, Mother Eagle wants to push you out the nest today and allow you to let the glory of God be seen in your world, your circle of influence, your going in and your coming out. Well, how do I do that? First, we've got to spend time in his presence. We've got to know God's word for ourselves. We have to know the presence of God for ourselves. We've got to meditate, as Joshua 1:8 tells us, on the word day and night, because when you put the glory in, chewing on his word, spending time in his presence, I assure you, the glory of God oozes out of you. When you spend time just saying, God, I want you to speak to my heart. I don't want to hear what even I want to do. I pray this over myself each and every day. That simple Matthew 6 prayer, your kingdom come, God, your will be done in my life. See, that possessive pronoun is your, not Vanessa's will be done, Vanessa's kingdom come. No, God, I'm yielded, I'm surrendered, I'm a conduit, I'm a vessel, I'm a yielded vessel. Let your glory come into me. That ought to be what you ask God every day. Let your will come into me and your will come out of me. Let the glory be revealed that I'm a glory carrier. See, everybody's a triple, some many of you all like me are triple A card carrying members, and I love how Linda Kidd loved that story, but I want us to be glory carriers. I want us to be able to say, because I've spent time in his presence, I didn't just read my upper room. I just didn't read my daily bread in 4 or 5 minutes. That's good. But I spent a little time, just like I spent time watching all those other TV shows that aren't going to destroy any yolks, that aren't going to do anything to make me fight and win this battle. I want to spend the quality time, Daddy God, so that I can hear your voice. And the voice of a stranger I will not follow. So that first principle is you've got to spend time in his presence. Remember John 10, the 5th verse talks about my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Now the sheep God used on purpose. Sheep is considered one of the dumbest animals there is. Nothing personal against a sheep, but a sheep is considered to be one of the dumbest animals there is. And God was not calling us dumb. What he was saying, if they can be yielded, if they can be guided, if they can be directed, how much more my perfect creation, the highest creation that I made of mankind, can be guided if they choose to be. So today, when we choose to spend time in his presence, to meditate on his word, so that we don't always just come into his presence needing something, we come into his presence receiving something of the glory, so that when that glory gets in your life, when you're in his presence, the cares of the world melt off. When you're in his presence, all you keep the main thing, when you get in his presence, Psalm 16:11 says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And we know my co-founder is already telling you that the joy of the Lord, her joy retreat, that is his strength. So when we get in his presence, when we study his word, we're talking about this morning in 2016, through you, through me, God's glory is being seen. So when the glory of God is in us, when that Jehovah Makedesh consuming fire is burning out of us, junk, mess can't stay on us. So the second thing is that we become a glory shifter, a glory sifter, I should say, a glory sifter. What is a glory sifter, Pastor V? Well, see, when the glory comes in, it doesn't allow that negativity to take root. See, even when we want to think crazy, when we want to get hormone happy and go off and do things that don't glorify God, when the glory of God is inside of us, when a negative arrow, when a demonic attack comes, we'll choose joy, we'll choose peace, we'll choose Jehovah Nissi to say, I am victorious in God. We'll choose to say, I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I'm going to pass this test. I'm not going to just have a money. I'm going to have a straight A test. See, some of us on this line this morning, have been through some tests that you have told the Lord, once I get out of this, I will never, ever, never, never, never do that again, because I don't want to go through that test again. Because we have walked through some valleys. Oh, these 6 years hadn't been easy. There's been some mornings I'm like, oh, God, it's the week again. And I've got to get up and make sure the call goes. But then the glory comes in, and I remember that those people calling in are going, some are calling in barely holding on. Some are calling in just needing to be reminded of the bigger picture. Some are calling in because they need a fresh rhema word from the Lord. And then they kind of sit up, straighten up, and get it dialing in. And remember, it ain't even about you, Pastor V, Dr. PK, prayer warriors. It's about a place where the glory resides. And for 6 years, it's about letting it work through me and you. So that second principle of when fiery darts come, it's not if they come, it's when they come. See, that's why Psalm 37, that 23rd verse says, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Everybody is going to fall sometime. Now, the key is, when you get up, dust it up, roll in that glory and say, oh, you devil, you can't keep me down. And get up and say, through me, I'm going to pass this test and have a testimony that my God is able. My God has carried me through that valley of shadow of death. Because, see, we love the end of Psalms. When it reminds you, hey, your hanging partners of goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And so this morning, when we decide to spend time in his presence and study his word and learn to hear his voice for ourselves, and then secondly, when the attacks of life come, we got the glory of God inside of us, and we choose to see the glass half full, not half empty. We choose to look for a better way and not get parked and being bitter and negative and complaining about all that isn't going right in artists, all that they hadn't done for me. Oh, then we remember those testimonies of the lives that have been saved, the lives that have been changed because of using this product. Then you can say, oh, my glory says I got to rise above groaning and complaining and moaning. Ah, and when we do that, then we become victorious. And then the glory can be seen by those who don't know God. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll lift the glory up inside of you. I'll draw all men unto me. See, that's our responsibility as we go out in the marketplace, as we go out ministering to others as we go out planting seeds of truth, planting seeds of hope, planting seeds of knowledge about these products, planting seeds of wearing our garments so we look good, planting seeds of telling the testimonies. I tell you, when we were in Miami, all Saturday morning, they started off with testimonies, and the glory of God was in the room. That's why folks didn't know why we were crying, because the glory of God was being revealed when we were getting the bigger picture of understanding, baby, it's not about you. Make that one more call. It's not about you. You know they're suffering terribly from diabetes. Plant the seed and trust God to send somebody else to water it so that then they'll have the increase and do what they're supposed to do. But if your negativity, if you hide the glory, they ain't gonna never change. No, that's not your decision. Do your part and pass your test. So the testimony is, I shared because I care. And watch God do what he can only do. All today, our theme in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. I pray that resonates in your spirit. And for the rest of this day, this week, this year, and in the coming years, you understand why God place you, park you, positioned you right here in Artist Life International to do and be all you can be, that minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, hallelujah. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Praise God. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. I will be calling you back after we go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, you are so good to us. Thank you so much for the speaker. Thank you, Lord, for our co-founders of this call. Thank you, Lord, for giving them the vision, Father, and thank you for bringing it forward. We thank you for the master's call, Lord God. And, Father, we want your glory to be seen through us. So thank you for that reminder. And each one of us, Lord, coming before you, asking you, seeking you to ensure that your kingdom, not ours, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. I thank you for your son, Jesus, who is the healer. I lift up all those, Father God, who are standing on your word. We believe your word. We spoke in your word, and they walk in divine health. And every symptom, every sickness has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we thank you for that. And Lord God, I thank you for Artist Life International and the Deanne DeLeon family, Father, as we continue to move forward, Father, calling in customers and calling in entrepreneurs from the north, south, east, and west. Thank you for your favor that surrounds them. Thank you that Papa Diaz de Leon is healthy and whole in Jesus' name. And Father, as we go forward and your glory is being seen in each one of us, Lord, we thank you for lives that are going to be changed, souls that are coming into the kingdom of God, knowing your son, Jesus. We love you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, if you want to hear this awesome, awesome word again, feel free to dial the playback, which is 712-432-1085. PIN code 957-677-POUND. Don't forget, today is Awareness Wednesday. Make sure you get on the motivational call, 712-770-4005, PIN code 294-617. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that powerful word. Will you please come forward and give us our daily benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. And got the text that our dear brother had done a double shift and he slept through both of the alarms. So we'll have to get Pastor Chuck back on again. But that's why we're always taught to have a word in our belly. And that was straight off the Holy Ghost press what God gave me to minister this morning. Father God, we just thank you for your people, that they have ears to hear and receive your word today, that we are your glory carriers, and we want to be in good standing with you, that we let the light of Christ shine out of us and draw people to you by them knowing that there's something different about us because we've had an encounter with you. And as we truly go out and are your ministers in the marketplace, in the highways and the byways, we'll first choose to spend that quality time in your presence, meditating on your word, seeking your face and not just your hand. God will grow up and know that when challenges of life come, when the devil is being the devil, greater is he, your glory, that's inside of us than he that's in the world. And we'll do our part to be that light in all the dark places. We go out rejoicing. And God, we thank you again for blessing this call 6 years, that like a satellite of your glory, we have shined brightly. Continue to give us even many, 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 many more years to call, go, because this call is bigger than all of us, and that it will go on past all of us, just like this company will. We speak and decree the blessings of God on our lives. And as we go rejoicing, full of faith, on an assignment, mission, and mandate, we will give you, and you alone, all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Go out and be blessed. Be that minister in the marketplace as we celebrate our happy anniversary of the Master's Call. Bye-bye.